Here we are at the end of another month. That means more data on search trends from Google. Welcome back to Textonation. I'm Fred Fishkin. And with us from Google is search trends expert Molly Vandenberg. Good to see you, Molly.
Great to see you too, Fred.
Well, another busy month with sports and holidays, music, and preparations for the 4th of July leading the way. Starting with the holidays, Juneteenth, I see, drew a lot of search interest.
It did, and a lot of people were using it as an opportunity to better educate themselves about the holiday and brush up on some of their history. We saw a big increase in searches for what amendment abolished slavery. That is the 13th Amendment. So a lot of people taking to heart and making sure that they paid honor to the day and really appreciated the history behind it.
And then Father's Day, I guess a lot of people wondering, first off, when is it? And then doing some related searches?
That is my favorite question. People wanting to know what it is and making sure that they were staying on top of things. But as you mentioned, a lot of people also wanted to know about gifts for their dads. And I have to say that some of these are pretty entertaining. People were looking up gifts for dads that like a particular thing. And the top one in that category was gifts for dads who like yard work. Now, I don't know if anyone actually likes yard work, but I hope they found some good suggestions of outdoor tools and such.
I guess that would be kind of like for Mother's Day, getting her pots and pans for the kitchen or something. So tell us, there were also searches for dad jokes, I understand, too. So people like to have some fun on Father's Day.
Yes, dad jokes are pretty notorious, and searches for them were up about 300%. So people were certainly looking to keep dad entertained and go toe-to-toe with him when it comes to sharing those puns.
Very interesting. There was a lot of search activity also related to Pride Month. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Similarly to Juneteenth, a lot of people looking to understand the history of Pride. A lot of questions around Stonewall, what it was, the Stonewall riots, how they happened, and what that means for us today. But then, of course, people looking to display their pride and what they're wearing. A lot of search interest in rainbow items, rainbow dresses, necklaces, and bracelets in particular were really popular. So it was a really wonderful celebration to see all across the country this month.
And there's always a lot of interest, searches related to music. What did we see during June?
I think the competition is on for the song of the summer. Both Drake and Beyonce were really popular this month as they both announced that they would be releasing new music. Drake was searched 1.5 times more than Beyonce, which I think was a little bit surprising, but we'll see if that changes in July.
There was also the NBA Finals drawing a lot of interest, of course.
It's really interesting because we saw even search interest in both the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics during the finals. So even though the Golden State Warriors were the top search team overall this season, I do think that people were mostly looking to stay up to date with the scores. And it seems like we had people on both sides. But of course, we have a winner now. So congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. I know it was a big championship for a lot of people.
You also took a look at the top searched players during the entire season.
We did. LeBron James is still the number one overall, followed by Steph Curry, which I think is probably unsurprising to a lot of people, and then Kevin Durant in the number three spot. So you see teams across the gamut, but those really prominent players kind of remain the same.
Interesting. So you do have this category called the odd news category, and even though some people might be having breakfast or lunch when they're listening or viewing this, tell us what was on top here.
Oftentimes, this is my favorite category just because it's things that are totally unexpected. And I have to say that ketchup popsicles is not something I would have thought would be trending, but the brand French's did announce that they were going to start producing them. I have to say that it doesn't sound very appetizing to me. I don't know that I'll be trying it out for myself, but it generated a lot of buzz. Searches in that hit an all-time high this month.
Perfect dessert after a corn dog, I suppose.
It's an interesting pairing, and people were looking for hot dogs too. That's definitely something we saw all across the country. Different types of hot dogs, from bacon-wrapped ones to Italian hot dogs to vegan hot dogs to even pickled ones. I don't know that any of those are for me. I think I'll stick to the classics.
Along those lines, people were looking ahead to the 4th of July. Tell us what they were searching for.
Yes, with the holiday weekend coming up, a lot of people are looking to prepare for their 4th of July celebrations. We see a couple of things spike routinely year after year, things like potato salad, but we're also seeing trending summer recipes overall, like summer spaghetti salads, zucchini boats, and corn soup. So maybe there are some more unique things to sprinkle in when it comes to those celebrations.
Very cool. So for more information on all of these trends, where can people go, Molly?
You can head to google.com/trends.
Molly Vandenberg, thanks again for taking time with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC SkyWave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand, without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions, too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC SkyWave SSB. Click on the link at textination.com.